In a statement seen by South Sudan in Focus dated December 31st, President Salva Kiir ordered all active officers and non-commissioned officers in the South Sudan People's Defense Forces and all the other regular forces halt any involvement in politics, community leadership, youth or women's organizations. They are also barred from promoting propaganda and hate speech on social media and to concentrate on their constitutional mandate. The order also says those who violate the order will face punishment in accordance with the law. Major General Lul Rai Kong, the SSPDF spokesperson, says Kiir's decree is in line with the SPLA Act, which stipulates that military members shouldn't be involved in activities such as politics, business and community organizations. It is the first time Kiir has come out clearly banning the military officers from other activities, and Kong said the SSPDF leadership thinks the order will help transform the force into a professional and non-partisan body.
Some of us would be appointed to serve in civilian roles, and as soon as their services are terminated, they would come back to active military service, either by being reinstated to active military service, or they just come back and say, yes, I was on secondment, my services had been terminated, I'm coming back to the mother unit. I think it's going to put a stop to that practice, and it is highly welcomed. We need to stop mixing military issues with civilian activities.
Brigadier Lampo Gabriel, spokesperson of SPLA-IO, also approves of the order, although it is directed only towards the SSPDF. He says the president could have directed it to the Joint Defense Board to target all forces. He says the SPLA-IO already is complying with the order.
For us, it's already happening. Right now, all our officers that have moved into political position are not coming back to the military. And that is what our Commander-in-Chief, Dr. Ramachar, made it very clear, that if you choose the political path, don't come back to the army, and you will not be allowed to. That's why we are still stuck in the army, because some of us are being told, no, you are not going anywhere, you're not going to the political wing, because you want this reform agenda to be implemented, and you are going to be part of the implementation or part of the reform agenda that is going to happen.
Lama Kou is the head of the National Democratic Movement, a member of the umbrella opposition group South Sudan Opposition Alliance. He says the issue of organized forces getting involved into politics is a central concern, because security officers are supposed to be professionals and non-partisan. He says President Kiir should ensure that officers adhere to the constitution and existing laws that ban political activity, but he says Kiir instead has allowed violations.
The president himself is the biggest violator of this provision. He's the one who appoints military officers into political positions. He appoints them as governors and so on. And actually, as we speak, we have a number of them who are military in politics, and they are all governors. There are two governors in Bahr el Ghazal, and you have another governor in Eastern Equatoria who is also an active National Security Service officer.
Akol says the decree is uncalled for, since there are already bans on military members taking political roles in the Constitution and the Political Parties Act. Edmond Nyakani, Executive Director for Community Empowerment for Progress, says the order is looking at demilitarizing politics, which he says is long overdue. Nyakani calls on President Kiir to translate the new order into action. He notes some members of parliament also are military officers.
I wish he could have started immediately by terminating those who are in uniform, who are already occupying such institutional offices. I wish we could have terminated them immediately, and that would have been a practical example that we could have done differently by issuing an order, but at the same time exercise the order. But also this order should be taken into account when we're making the constitutional making process.
Yakani says a number of the state governors, commissioners and technocrats within the ministries are still maintaining their military or security ranks. He says to change that, there is need for commitment from the leadership of the country. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.